USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, President Trump was in Jamestown, Virginia, at the commemoration of the 400th anniversary of the oldest known representative body in what was then called the New World.
It's a tremendous honor to stand on these historic grounds as the first president to address a joint session of the oldest lawmaking body in all of the Western Hemisphere.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is again defending his decision to block election security bills in the Senate.
There's total agreement that the Russians were trying to impact the 2016 election. There's also almost total agreement that in 2018 they failed totally.
Last week, the Kentucky Republican blocked two bills that would have given more money for election security to states. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you struggling to make the minimum payments? There are ways to get out of debt, but the credit card companies don't want you to know about it. Debt relief programs through United Debt Counselors can help people like you get out of credit card debt and put you on the path of debt freedom with just one low monthly payment program. Get started right now and call United Debt Counselors at 800-943-2153. Get rid of the stress of struggling to make that monthly payment. High interest rates will be a thing of the past, and chances are you won't have to pay the entire amount you owe. United Debt Counselors has helped thousands of people reduce more than $160 million of debt. You have a right to settle your debt for less than what you owe. You won't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Get started reducing your debt now. Get free information today by calling United Debt Counselors at 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153. United Debt Counselors. Not available in all states.
A gunman opens fire at a Walmart in northern Mississippi on Tuesday morning, killing two people and injuring a police officer. This man was in the parking lot at the time of the shooting.
Halfway to the truck, and my wife said, "Is that a gunshot?" We looked back to the store and saw this guy running into the store. And I'm thinking, why is he running into the store, you know?
'Tis the season for ATV thefts, so we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's probably because they're outside so often at this time of year. The National Insurance Crime Bureau says 19% of all ATV thefts happen towards the end of the summer. Overall, the number of ATVs stolen last year was down at just over 19,000 nationally. Texas and California, top states for ATV thefts, followed by Florida, Georgia, and Louisiana. The 6th through 10th slots, South and North Carolina, Tennessee, Ohio, and Alabama.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Investigators say there's still a lot of questions after a Wisconsin man carried out two attacks that left four people dead, including three family members. Chippewa County Sheriff James Kowalczyk says there's a lot of evidence to unpack as they search for a motive.
There's follow-up, there's interviews, there's search warrants, cell phones that need to be searched, and so on and so forth. So again, we'll be looking for that answer. Right now, I got to be honest with you, we don't have that answer.
The NYPD is dealing with a serious mental health concern. With the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
There's a serious mental health crisis affecting the New York City Police Department. Within the last month, five officers have committed suicide. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill.
Depression is real. People need to understand that. This is not, okay, I don't feel myself, I feel down, I'll bring myself out of it. Sometimes it's a downward spiral that unless there's intervention from the outside, it's not going to stop.
And across the United States, more police officers have died by suicide in the last 5 years than in the line of duty. Law enforcement agencies are now beginning to reach out to officers in need, but the problems start as the officers feel afraid or they think there'll be job repercussions if they come forward. If you or anyone you know is considering suicide, call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255.
For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.